Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Howdy everyone, and welcome back to Ask Rob and Rob, where you ask us questions and we give you answers. Same format every week, you kind of know it by now. And also the way you get involved is pretty easy too if you've listened to a few of these. But we'll remind you just in case.
Yeah, you should know this, but it's 013-808-0035. That's 013-808-0035. Leave us a voicemail or go over to thepropertyhub.net/ask. Leave us a message that way instead. Both of those methods are a surefire way to following in the fine footsteps of our first questioner today. So let's have a listen.
Hey, Rob and Rob. I just wanted to say it's a really cool podcast. I've been really enjoying it over the last few weeks. It's just really helpful. Like, you guys make things very straightforward and it's the most efficient way of getting the information. I had a question about the 18-year property cycle and basically what to do when you're at the height of the market. So what your advice would be, do you think the best thing to do is to release equity so that obviously I can then buy after the crash, or would you sell off property to buy after the crash? Thanks for any advice for that. I'd love to know your thoughts. Really appreciate it. Cheers.
Great question. And thank you, because we get to talk about the 18-year property cycle, a subject we love to talk about. Now, if you are listening to this and going, what is the 18-year property cycle? Then please go over to propertyhub.net, go to the education section, type in 18-year property cycle and consume as much as you can, because it is so important as a property investor to understand these economic cycles. But let's assume you've already done that, or you've paused and come back, and now you're ready for the answer because you're in the know. So, the 18-year property cycle. I think there's a few things to consider here. And I think one is the equity question, and two is the selling question. Because the equity, releasing equity, for me, if you plan to be active after the crash, and I think you're going to regret it if you're not, because there's going to be a lot of opportunity, you want to be releasing equity, not after the crash, but before. Now, this may make you feel uncomfortable because depending on the level of loan to value you go to, you may dip into negative equity afterwards or not be able to refinance as favorable terms afterwards. So if you are looking to release equity, do it in the winner's curse. Get a nice long fixed product at a low rate, 5-year fix. So you know where you're on, you're comfortable with the numbers, and take your equity out then. And then you know that during that 5 years of turmoil, you're going to be absolutely fine and you have cash to invest with. Now, the selling question, I think, is really important because, yes, you can look at it, I'm going to sell some for equity. I also think it's a great time to do a portfolio review. And that's simply to look at your whole portfolio and go, what is working well for me here? Which properties have, you know, really been great? Let's keep those. But which properties have been harder work than I'd expected? And when you build a portfolio, you've always got a few of those in your collection. So look at those and go, you know what? I don't need that. Let's sell those properties. Or you may have properties in areas that you consider not as prime. So, for example, properties in London, and I'm sure central Manchester and Birmingham, will be fine and recover reasonably quickly after the crash. But if you've got properties on the outskirts, they may take longer to recover. So you may consider selling those off in your portfolio as well and having the cash put aside to be active afterwards. So there's a few things to consider here. The main thing is, though, you've got time, because if we follow the 18-year property cycle, we know it's 5 or 6 years before you need to be making these decisions. And there's plenty of up on the way before we get there. But I like that you're thinking ahead, and now that you can do that thinking and get your plans in place so you can be super effective when it all plays out.
Okay, great answer there too. A great question. Let's keep it going and have a listen to what our next questioner wants to know.
Hi, Rob. Just wanted to say thank you for all the content that you guys provide. It's really helped me as I build my portfolio. So I'm currently living in Dubai and I'm living off my rental income. It's all through a limited company, but my broker says that I won't be able to buy any more property in the UK through that limited company. Is that true? I'd love to know your thoughts. Thanks a lot.
We hear this a lot, not just for expats, but brokers saying that certain things can't be done. You'd have thought they don't like arranging mortgages. People are writing in or calling in every week saying, oh, I'm in such and such a situation. My broker says I won't be able to get a mortgage. Sometimes that will be the case, but often it's just that you're not working with somebody who's sufficiently informed or sufficiently motivated to make it happen. So if you've recently been made bankrupt and you've got zero savings and zero assets, then yeah, you probably can't get a mortgage. But in most situations, it's worth getting a second opinion. This is a case in point. Expats do have a harder time getting mortgages, and expats who don't have an earned income from an established employer have an especially hard time. So fair play to your broker, this is a difficult situation. But to my knowledge, not impossible. I've spoken to brokers who have clients in this situation who say that it used to be impossible, but the mortgage market has opened up, they've got a bit more relaxed with the criteria, and now there are options out there. So I would say get a second and ideally a third opinion from brokers who specialise in buy-to-let, and ideally work with a good number of expats because they will know the criteria of those products. In general, expats have far more options now than they did a year or two ago because there's so much competition between lenders. Lenders are struggling to do the lending volumes they want to. So they're going back to segments like expats who previously they'd considered to be too much work and started putting together far more attractive products for them. So your situation isn't easy, but you are living abroad and living off your rental income. So life isn't too bad. And I'm sure you will be able to find mortgage options that work for you as well, just to make your life even better. So that's Ask Rob and Rob done for another week. We'll be back, of course, with the property podcast on Thursday. But before that, we've got another YouTube video for you. Yes, our latest video, How to Invest £50,000 in Property, is going to be uploaded tomorrow. That's Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. sharp. So make sure you're subscribed to our channel. Just search Property Hub UK. Enjoy that, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.